it's kedai to just set up the sugya and just to give a little background, which I think will help all of you in the Seder. And it's just an opportunity, Mirtz Hashem, for Vayikra, Bolin, Lotova, just to get a little bit of familiarity. What did I do wrong? Familiarity. What?
Fine.
Oh, okay. Sounded weird. To become more familiar with Inyanei Kachim. Again, Kachim is not more difficult. It's just there's a chilek between difficult and foreign. Foreign doesn't mean difficult. Foreign just means it's not what's done. So it's just therefore I tell you. But that doesn't mean you should go into shutdown mode because you're going to be learning Inyanei Kachim. This is a huge chilek of Shas, and they're going to come up. It's going to come up wherever you learn. Whatever you learn, these inyanim are going to find it. Once a person just has the courage to jump in to the pool of kachim, it's geshmak, and actually it's what a karbon is. It's kiruv mamakom. It's really geshmak to learn what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in his own kitchen, in his own household. So let's get a little background. Okay, a person is makdish a karbon. Okay, he now has to, that karbon has Kedusha. Okay, we're not going to get into the different types of Kedusha. We're talking about right now carbon. So that's what's called Kedushas HaGuf. Okay? The Kedusha is much higher than just the value of the carbon, but rather it's Oymed L'Mizbeach. So therefore that's very, 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 very high Kedusha. Okay? When the carbon is brought, it could be brought for different reasons. That is what the different sugim of carbonos are. There is a korban chatas, which is brought on iser kares that you did b'shoigig, and that's where you have to bring the chatos. There is another sin offering, which is the korban asham, and then there is a korban oila, which doesn't necessarily have to be linked to a sin, and a korban oila is what's called a darun. It's a gift. But then there are certain obligatory olos, and then there's a carbon shlamim. Carbon shlamim is the carbon that I bring, but I also have the ability to eat the basar of the carbon. Carbon chatas, carbon oila, and carbon chatas I don't eat, but the kohanim could eat the basar. Carbon oila is kulo kalal. It's totally burnt on the mizbeach. Those are some of the distinctions within the world of korbanos. Now, that's just a little background in terms of the korbanos. Now there are details that we're not going to get into in terms of an oil and chatas, when you're zerik the dam, how you're zerik the dam, where you put the dam above the chudasikra, but l'malam chudasikra on the mizbeach. That's why you have to know the line in the mizbeach. In terms of where to know to be zerik and to be if it's up or down, chatas is lamata, and I think the oil is lamala, but I might be mistaken. But okay, good. That's in terms of in general, like there's just the nature of the korban. So now let's get into what we need to get into. When the kohen brings a korban, okay, kohen could mess this up royally, okay? His kavana is crucial when it comes to the korban, okay? Now, listen carefully, everybody say, and take notes on this, okay? Because you got to know this stuff. Because there are different categories what I'm about to say. Korban could mess up, the kohen, I'm sorry, could mess up shalei lishma, which means he's just thinking about the wrong registration when it comes to the carbon. What does that mean? He messed it up. He goofed. Either the Gemara and Zvachim, Rabbi said, these are like the first 20 blad of Zvachim is about this thing. Either he could think Shaloi L'Shem Zevach, meaning instead of thinking about the right carbon, about a chatos, he thinks about a shlomim. Or he thinks about a shlomim instead of a carbon oila. So he was Shaloi L'Shma in the Shem Zevach, in the Shem carbon. Or he could be Shalei L'Shma, Rabbi said, what's another type of Shalei L'Shma? Shalei L'Shem Bailin. person could mess up the shlishma, that you could think about held instead of my korban. I paid for this korban. I brought this korban. And he thought about it for the wrong guy. Or he could just mess it up shalei lishma, and he didn't think about it. It wasn't that he was mishana the shame bialim. He just didn't think of the bialim by that korban. Now, what's the halacha when it comes to all of those different types of machshavos? Okay? Just to get a little background, okay? The Gemara in the beginning, in the few blad of Zochim, all about this, the different dinim of different korbanos when it comes to these halachas, okay? When it comes to a korban shlamim, a korban ayla, if he thinks about it, shalei lishma, the korban is kosher. Okay? Even a korban asham, I believe the Gemara comes out to the conclusion that the korban is still kosher. But the Gemara says, loy alu labailam l'shem choyva. Okay? So we are zoyrik the dam, we continue. Let's say what happens. Okay? How does shalei lishma work? We got to discuss everything. Everybody say, where is shalei lishma? So shalei lishma, the pasuk is that when he shechts it. Let's back up a little bit. Everybody say, how many jobs is the kohen doing? So the kohen is doing four ikur avodas, what is called shechita. No, shechita, kabbalah, hoylacha, and zrika. Okay, those are the four critical moments of the avodas hakorban. Okay, he has to have the right machshava, and it's got to be kosher. He's got to have the big dekuna. Everything is crucial at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like the conveyor belt for like processing in the factory. This is the conveyor belt for the carbon. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to mess anything up in any of those situations. So therefore, he's got to think about the bialim at the shashchita, at the kabbalah, at the zrika, at the halach, at the zrika. Okay, good, excellent. Now, I'm just trying to think of all the different variables of what you guys need to know about this. Okay, those are the four stages. So now he has to think lishma. Number one, he has to think lishma, l'shem, bialim. And he has to think l'shem korban. Now, if it was lishma at the beginning and it wasn't lishma later on, that's already complicated. Sugyas and zvachim. Do you go based on the beginning? Do you go based on the end? That's emirat Hashem. When you learn zvachim, you're going to learn all about all these things. But that is the concept of l'shem zevach versus l'shem bailim. Okay. Now, what happens if he doesn't think about the bailim or he doesn't think about the right zevach? So we said, when it comes to other karbonos, oila, shlomim, all those karbonos, it's still kosher. But what? Loy alu l'bailim l'shem chova. What does that mean? Loy alu l'bailim l'shem chova. I still have to bring another one because what? This is the way you should understand everybody say. I don't get points. I brought a carbon kosher, but I don't get points. Okay? Yeah, Isaac.
Who's liable to bring the korban?
Me.
The kohen?
No. Oh, what do you mean liable? If
saying
he messed up?
Yeah, he messed up.
I have got to bring another one. He messed me up.
The
person who gave it. He's got to bring it. He wasn't Yotzei Eschiyev. Okay, and now you're asking Gashas. Now you're that. Those are the facts. Let's get the facts on the ground.
Does
okay.
The kohen have to bring chatas if he does the wrong machshava?
No, because you only bring a chatas when you did Mr. Karis b'shoyi. He didn't do Mr. Karis b'shoyi. Weiter. Rabbi Yisai, I don't even know if he did anything wrong. I have to learn my sugya whether or not he did something wrong. Did he do anything wrong with the Reis, or did he do anything wrong with the Rabbanon? That's why I have to learn a sugya and Gittin on Daphne and Gimel. What is with this kohen? We actually complain to him. What's going on? What is the case? That's what Pigel, Mefagel, that's Gemara and Hesek Shem Nicker. Now you're going to understand. Now Rabbi Yisai, we just made this whole sugya into a hack because like now when you leave the five towns and you realize oh there's a world of Yerushalayim and Karbonis, so now I instead of complaining about someone denting my car, now I can complain to the kohen for now messing up my carbon. So now the hack's going to be Pigel. The hack's not going to be now. I hear you, Sofer. I hear you, Eld. You want to punch this kohen in the face and say what the heck did you do? Just like now, if a guy would mess up your car, Yeah, or maybe not your car. But if a guy, that's what I said. I wasn't insulted. If a guy, instead of a guy messing up your car, or a guy messing up your, I don't know, your iPhone, you're dropping your iPhone, so in Mirtz Hashem, it's going to be, why'd you do that? Like, I brought a kosher carbon, and told it was fine. Now, Chatos and Carbon Pesach. You do that shaloi lishma, carbon's possible. Those are the two exceptions to the rule. That's in the sugyas in the beginning of the first parak of Zvachim. By the way, all the sugyas of pigol is in the third parak of Maseches Zvachim. Okay, that's in terms of that. Okay, that's the machshavas of shaloi lishma. Most of the time, it doesn't passel, with the exception of Chatas and Pesach, that it passes. Give me a second.
Right, so pigol's always with machshava.
1 second, we didn't even talk about pigol yet. Yeah.
So would the Kohen would be chayav to get a new korban now?
I didn't say anything about this. This is what you are. I'm telling you the dinah. Is the Kohen chayav? I think that's part of what you're going to have to figure out. Okay, that's the aside of our sugya. Okay, now, that was all shaloi lishma. Now let's enter in the world of pigol. Okay? The world of pigol is as follows, everybody say. The Kohen could have two types of machshavis that could be mefagel the carbon, which passels the carbon. At any of the Dalet Avodis, like the Rambam that you're going to see in Perek Yud Gimel, is going to say, but here's what happens with pigol. Okay, this is where you have to pay attention carefully. Pigol has to do with the matir of the carbon. What's the matir of the carbon? The matir of the carbon is the zrika. Okay, the highest level of the avoda in the carbon is the zrika. Okay, I'm not saying that the other stages in the avoda are not essential. But the Zrika is like, that's when the Gemara says Kapara is achieved, at the time of Zrika. So if you do the Zrika, if you do the Shechita, the sprinkling of the blood, the Shechita, the Halacha, the Kabbalah, and the Zrika, Almanas, listen to this, Almanas Sheyizroik Chutz Lizmano, Almanas She, Yoichol chutz lizmano, that it will be eaten, the carbon, outside the zman allotted to a carbon, then the carbon becomes possible through pigol. You are mefagel the carbon.
Can you repeat that?
You did shchita. It's a little bit complicated because there's a machlik. I think there's a machlik is rishonim on this. You did shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, Almanas, Lechol, Chutz Lizmano. But I believe the Shechita, the Kabbalah, and the Halacha has to be with. Okay, let's leave it at that. Now, what does it mean? Almanas, Lechol, Chutz Lizmano means. Let's say this carbon is giving you 1 day and 1 night to eat. Okay? And I think at the times of the Avoda that I'm going to now be Zayrik it. No, I'm going to ask to give me more time to eat. That's Mefagel the carbon. The carbon's Pasul. Okay? Pasul Lagamri. Not Loyal Balam Shem Chova. It's totally Pasul. Okay? Now, if you eat that carbon, your chayv karis. That's real pigol. Okay? If you leave over meat of a carbon, just nicer, Rabbi Say, it's a lav, but right, like we know from Karim Pesach, we have to make sure to eat the afikoman and not to be over nosar, but you didn't get karis. Pigol, when that machshava is chal, that creates a psul, and now if you eat it, you're going to be chayav karis. That's specifically chutz lizmano. Okay? If you have das in the avodos to be oichalit chutz limkomo, outside the machne, every korban has different areas that it has to be eaten, Rabbi Yisai. Kachim kachim has to be eaten where? In the Azara. Kachim kalim have to be eaten where? In Jerusalem, which in the time of the Mishkan was where? It couldn't be outside Machne Yisrael, right? There were different places for different korbanos. So if you're going outside the chutzlam, if you're having das to eat a chutzlam komo, it's pasul. You violated a lav, but you will not. It's not pigel. You will not get karis for eating that korban. Okay, that the Gemara distinguishes between chutzlam komo and chutzlas mano. So the classic case of pigel, where everything is the most severe, is thinking about it at the time of the. Is at the time of the avodos to be zayrik the dam amenas lechol chutz lizman. Now, it's not only your achila that is the achila that you're thinking about to eat personally chutz lizmano, but it's also the achilas hamizbeach. What's the achilas hamizbeach, Rabosai? What? The actual burning of the fats. It's called haktaras imurim, right? Everybody said, it's a common misnomer. People think that like you throw the whole animal on the mizbeach. You don't, okay? The only thing that's actually burnt on the mizbeach is the imurim, is the fats. But let's say I think about at the time of the avodos to be makter the imurim, chutz lizmano, that would also be pigles. The Gemara says it's not just achilas adam, but it's also achilas hamizbeach that also creates pigle. Okay? So that's just in terms of the psul. But here's the most important point, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara says something fascinating, which really needs a lot of machshava explanation to understand this. The Gemara says, and you're not going to really understand this fully until I develop it, Rabbi Yisrael, but the Gemara's language is pigel ischal ad sheyakrivu kol matirav, which means the following. We usually understand if you messed up, so you messed up, so it's pasul, right? A psul means you messed up. So you did the shechita, you did a shechita wrong, you messed up. Okay, so now it's pasul, throw it in the garbage. No. Pigel is only chal, it's fascinating, which is a bad thing. Pigel's a bad thing. But pigel is only chal, ad sheyakrivu kol matirov. Unless you do it what? Behilchus karbonos behechsher. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning if you don't do the zrika, the psul pigel is not chal. You have to be makriv the korban in a pigel dick away. And the Gemara goes on to explain in Zvachim, if you have some other paisel, some other reason why this hakrova is invalid, that's not pigel. It's mamish achia. Reb Schneer Cutler had a beautiful mahalach. And I remember I saw when I was learning Zvachim. He mamish develops this idea to the nth degree. It's a beautiful. It's in one of the kovtzim. Maybe it's in Yeshurun. I think one of my chavrusas showed me. Reb Schneer builds up this idea. Reb Schneer is the son of Reb Aaron. So Reb Schneer builds up this idea that it's mamish a korban l'shem pigel. It's like a korban that was redirected. But if for some other reason it doesn't have a shem korban, so then that's mechusar and achiyakrivu kol matirav. You have to be. So if you want to know when the pigle really sets in and it's kind of floating, it's where? It's at the time that the Avodah is done. It's at the time of Zrika. Which now, for those of you that saw the whole Pnei Yeshua, you'll understand what the Pnei Yeshua meant when he said it specifically at Shas Zrika, that the psul is chal. Okay? Now I want you to take all of this information, Rabbi Yisai, go back. For those of you that were here on time, go back. For those of you who are not here on time, Hatzlacha Rabbah. Rabbi Yisai, for those of you, right, go back now, look at the Rambam, look at the Rambam Psulei Mekdosh and Perek Yud Gimel, and now look back at the Meir Mekoymus with all of this background, and now you should start asking questions knowing the background. I'm not trying to say any pshatim, I don't care right now, who's Chayev, who's Potter, those are details once you have this background. Now we can start, you know, you can't play land and make-believe if you don't know who the people are. You know what I'm saying? What's going on over here? What's relevant? Now that we understand a little bit of what's relevant and a little bit of background in terms of the carbonus, then now we could understand. Yeah, Moshe.
Why does it distinguish between time and makom? Meaning, why does
This is the way he did it. I don't have a hesber. That's the way Akash Baruch Hu set up his. I'm sure there's machshava on it, but that's the dinim. Yeah.
All these serum are only like take place when the korban's in the hands of the kohen already, right? It can't take place when
So that's a good question. The Gemara in Zvachim has a discussion whether or not Bailim Mefaglim. You should not get involved in that. Let's assume right now Bailim are not Mefagel. The Kohen is Mefagel. But it is Machlokes. It's in the Gemara. What? No, at the time of Shechita, let's say the Baal had a Machshava in Honolulu. Oh. So the Gemara has a Machlokes if the Bailim can be Mefaglim. But we're going to assume that the Kohen is Mefagel and the Bailim can't be Mefagel.
What is it?
It's just puzzle. It's not pickle. Yeah. All right, everybody, say now you get take the ideas of Shalai Lishma.